What is up, everybody? It's Chuck from Brand New Vegan. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the video. First video I've done in 4 months. I know. Been a while, huh? I'm fine, by the way. Nothing wrong. Just been avoiding the camera. I am very camera shy, if you didn't know. And it's kind of hard for me to get out here in front of a camera talking to my backyard and any neighbors that are listening, wondering what in the heck I'm doing to do videos like this. Anyway, I'm here and I just want to give you a quick update. As I said, physically, everything is fine here. We've all been well, no sickness, no, none of that C stuff, the COVID thing. We've been avoiding it like the plague. And so far, again, knock on wood, we've been lucky. Emotionally, up and down for me. Had some issues with the blog, issues with a lot of stuff that I've been trying to work through. But we're doing okay, me and the wife. And yeah, so I thought it'd be a good idea to come out here and do a video. And I'll put the podcast part on the podcast platform too, so you guys can listen if you want. But yeah, we're doing good. Thought I'd give you an update. So as far as the blog goes, I have mentioned that views are down, and that's simply because there's so many food bloggers now, and they all are fighting. We are fighting each other for Google positioning. It's something called SEO, search engine optimization. It's basically if you Google vegan chili, vegan hot and sour, vegan whatever, where does my recipe show up in the Google search? If I'm not on page one, people don't see it. That's basically what it comes down to. Because I think the number is like 90-something percent of the people, they won't go to page two or three or four or five or 110 or whatever the page you're on. If you're not on page one, preferably in those first two or three positions, people don't see you. So I think that's what's been happening with the blog. I paid a company to give me an audit, and I got a lot of work to do, a ton of work to do for the recipes. Updating the SEO, updating the keywords, updating recipes themselves, new pictures, all that kind of thing. So that'll take a while. So that's it for the blog. New recipe this evening. So the recipes are still coming out every week. I usually post on Sundays. May have to do some of the older recipes and redo them instead of a brand new recipe, but this weekend we do have a brand new recipe. The podcast is still going strong. Thank you all for listening. It's available on all your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Google, Apple, etc. And I wish I had more feedback from you guys on what you would like to hear in the podcast, what you would like me to do. That's the only sad part for me with the podcast. I don't have any immediate feedback from you like I do on YouTube or the blog or my Facebook comment, Facebook groups, etc. But I enjoy doing them, so we're going to keep doing those for a while. The videos where I've been lacking in, and as I said, it's just me being camera shy. I am very shy in general. Anybody that knows me will tell you that. But sitting out here with a camera talking to my deck, my back porch, my plants, my smoker right here. Yeah, it's very weird. Oh, the neighbors are probably wondering what the heck I'm doing. Anyway, that's the biggest hurdle for me for doing the videos is getting over my camera shyness. It's also something I want to talk to you about. It's called imposter syndrome, and I know I have it. Basically, it's why should you listen to me? Why should you watch me? I'm no expert. I'm no professional. I'm not a chef. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. You know, that kind of stuff. So who am I to try to, you know, fake you guys into believing that I know what I'm talking about when I really don't? That's the imposter syndrome. And it's something we all suffer from. I've seen a lot of bloggers, a lot of YouTubers have it. It's hard. I know you guys like my food. I know you like my recipes. So I get the comments and I thank you all for that. I just got to keep reminding myself that you guys want me here and you value what I do. And that's why I do this basically for you guys. to get healthy, to eat healthy, to eat different foods maybe you've never tried before, to realize that vegan food, plant-based food, it's not as boring as everybody says it is. We don't eat rocks. We don't eat twigs. I don't eat wheatgrass. I don't even eat quinoa. I know a lot of you do, but I don't. It's just simple foods. I eat potatoes and rice and corn and beans and vegetables and salads and stuff like that. It's not boring. And it can taste amazing. That's why I do this. To show you guys, it can be everything you want it to be. You don't have to have the meat if you don't want to. You don't have to have the dairy if you don't want to. You don't have to use the oil if you don't want to. You can cook perfectly well without it. That's why I do the blog. That's why I do the YouTube videos. So I gotta keep telling myself that and get over this imposter syndrome that I have so bad. But that's where I've been, avoiding the camera. Anyway, hopefully this is the first attempt at getting back. I do want to do some of the food videos coming up soon. I think I will. I'm slowly getting to that point where it's like, I gotta do this. I gotta get on video. Everybody's on video. Whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on the Reels or the YouTube especially, it's all video. So I know it's where the industry is heading. I got to get over it. I got to get used to it. So this is my attempt. And this video is like attempt number 200 for the video itself. I've been out here all morning trying to get one going. Anyway, what else is going on? As far as upcoming things, I've been asked to be... Walnuts dropping from my tree. Lots of them, I think. There's gonna be a squirrel up there because I hear walnuts dropping like crazy. A couple of events. I've been asked to speak at a Northwest Veg potluck in September. The details are not ironed out yet, but it looks like it's a possibility. So if that happens, for sure, I'll let you know. It'll be in Hillsboro, Oregon, over in the Orinco area. And I've also been asked to be a guest chef for a popular platform. I can't say any more details than that. We gotta get it finalized first, but it looks like it's a possibility and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not talking about Chef AJ. That's still happening too. That'll be in October, as far as I know, once something happens. But yeah, this is something different. So a guest chef. And yeah, pretty exciting. I've even thought about doing my own cooking show. And of course, that would mean video again, but I'll have to get over that hurdle and over my fear of being on camera. But I think that's something that could be pretty exciting. You guys tell me if you'd like something like that or not. So let's see, guest chef, speaking engagement, Chef AJ, that's all coming up. The food videos are coming back. The blog recipes happening this weekend. This will be a podcast. And I think that's about it. If you guys are looking for me, I'm always on my Facebook group. If you don't know where that is, I'll leave a link down below. That's where I hang out probably 90% of my time. And you can always find me there. But until the next video, hope you guys enjoyed this little short one, kind of explaining where I've been and what I'm doing. And yeah, we'll see what happens from here. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I will see you soon. This is Chuck from Brand New Vegan. Thanks for watching.